Electric vehicles aren't just coming, they're already here. WCBU correspondent Steve Tarter talks with Brett Bergman, business manager at Mike Murphy Ford in Morton, about what the EV market looks like now in central Illinois and where it's going.
As technology continues to get, to evolve, and as costs come down on new technology, right now it's kind of the green energy or the electric cars are a little bit of more expensive than the gas powered ones. The manufacturers aren't building as many electric cars right now, but as technology grows and as things evolve, I think that you'll start seeing more and more of them. I know Ford has put a big commitment to it as far as, next year we're going to have 3 all-electric vehicles in our fleet, starting with the Mach-E that's available right now, the Ford E-Transit, which is built in Kansas City, Missouri, right there in the Midwest. And then we're going to have the all-electric F-150 too as well. And wow. So once these things start coming out, you're going to start seeing more and more of them as time goes by.
So the response to the electric Mustang has been very positive. I think they're on order now. What's the timeline on those cars?
So far, we have already got some orders already in, and they're actually being produced as we speak up there in Michigan. And in fact, I think we're going to be getting we already have our first one here on the ground. It's not for sale. Ford just wants us to be able to show it off.
Right.
But the first customer orders, which we already have a couple already, they're going to be within the next month and a half. So you're going to start seeing them around the Peoria area, the central Illinois area, pretty quickly.
How do we sit right now with charging stations in this area? Because I'm thinking, you talk about range anxiety. People might think, well, where are they now? Because, if they're not driving an electric car, they probably don't know. How do you look at that? What do you tell people who ask about that?
Well, that's a great question. There's Ford has developed the app. So what I tell everybody is when you become a Ford owner, you can download the app called Ford Pass. And they actually have charging stations and how much it is to charge or what kind of charging station it is. And they're all like, right on the map. So when you pull up the app, it'll actually tell you. And in fact, I didn't know that there's a lot of stores like, Hy-Vee's got charging up front for the electric cars. So, that's kind of one of the neat things about it is the app will tell you your charge stations and how much it costs to charge it there and what kind of speed they're charging at.
Is there a timeline on this, Brett? When do you see the electric sort of, you mentioned already 3, in your line, the Ford line will be there for next year. When do you expect electrics to really make themselves felt in the market?
Well, I think that there's quite a few factors that go into that. The first will be how the gasoline prices stay. If they stay low like they are right now, there's not going to be a big push for it. The great thing about a lot of these manufacturers like Ford is they're able to adjust to market trends. Like we've stopped producing some of the smaller cars to produce more SUVs and trucks, because that's what more of the typical American consumer is wanting now, is more SUV-like vehicles and more trucks. But the big thing about Ford and their modular built assembly plants is they can quickly and in a timely manner move to produce different vehicles. I say that, maybe in the next 5 years, I predict we'll probably see five total models have electric variations. 10 years from that, I could see it doubling almost to 10. And then, of course, it could go, we could have more based on what the market does as far as gasoline prices and consumer behaviors.
That was Brett Bergman of Mike Murphy Ford speaking with WCBU's Steve Tarter about electric vehicles. You can find more of this conversation at WCBU.org